If pain is holding you back from doing the things you love most, try Arnicare. It's perfect for soothing sore muscles as well as healing bruises. Arnicare is made with the natural pain-relieving plant, Arnica. Arnicare gel absorbs quickly, it's not sticky, and it's fragrance-free. Look for Arnicare at your local Walmart, Walgreens, Whole Foods, Amazon, or anywhere you shop. Plus, with thousands of five-star reviews, you know it's good stuff. Learn more at arnicare.com/iHeart. That's arnicare.com/iHeart.
This is Darren Kuhn with the Masculine Journey podcast, where we search the ancient paths to find ways that God brings light into a dark world and helps set men free from the struggles that we all face on a day-to-day basis. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Get ready. It's one of America's most important, influential, and respected voices on cultural and political issues. An apologist, Christian political advocate, and author. Here is the founder and chairman of the Citizens for America Foundation, Dr. Chris Hughes.
Well, hello, everybody. It's Family Friday. Welcome to Christian Perspective. I'm Chris Hughes, and my partner, Connie Albers, is with me today. And we always enjoy being with you on Fridays. And, you know, I learned so much from Connie. I always have a notebook, so you might want to get ready to take notes. I always take notes when Connie's on with me because she has so much great advice. And today's not going to be any different. Connie, we recently celebrated the 4th of July, and our family used to, I try to do all these traditions and crazy things, and one of the things that we used to do every year is go camping the 4th of July. We'd go to Gettysburg, which is, you know, where a major battle in the Civil War was fought, and maybe some of our listeners don't realize this, but it happened that first week of July, so it was a great time to go to Gettysburg because there are all these reenactors there, but anyway, one of my favorite stories is about a colonel there named Joshua Chamberlain, and I've used his story a lot. Maybe we'll talk